Today's Shi'as Masechta Pesachim, Daf Tzadik, we will begin on Daf Pei Tes, on the Beis, at the second wide line. Tana Rabbanan, HaMemana Acherim Imoy Al Pischoy Val Chagiyotzoy. If somebody invites other people to join with him on his Korban Pesach, or in his Korban Chagiga, HaMosh B'yadoy Chulin. The money that this person who now invited others to participate with him on his Korban Pesach and Korban Chagiga become Chulin. However, says the Braisa, if somebody has a Korban Oilu or a Korban Shlomim, which he sells, Loyosav Loiklum teaches us the Braisa that halachically what he did is meaningless. Umos Kol Shehem, and all the money that he received for selling the Korban Oilu or the Korban Shlomim, Yiplu L'Doiva. And the Tosefta teaches us that if this halacha, when somebody sold his Korban Oile and Shlomim, certainly this is the halacha when somebody sells his Korban Chatas or Korban Asham. If Oile and Shlomim, which could be brought as an Adava, and somebody could bring an Oile or an Adava on behalf of another individual, the halacha is, as we just learned in the Braisa, if you sell them, the sale is meaningless, because they belong to Hegdish, they don't belong to you, and you don't have the ability to sell something which you don't own. So certainly the Korban Chatas and the Korban Asham, that you can't bring a Korban Chatas and Asham, as we've discussed many times, as an Adava, and you can't bring a Korban Chatas and a Korban Asham on behalf of someone else. Certainly there the halacha is that the sale is invalid, and the Braisa says that the money should be given to the Adava. There was a special pushka in the Beis HaMikdash where they put money for Oilus Ketzer Mizbeach. Oilus Ketzer Mizbeach means that they never wanted that the Mizbeach should be left idle. So if there was ever a point that nobody was bringing Karbonis to the Beis HaMikdash, they would take that money, buy animals with that money, and use that money to bring Oilus, that they should be available, brought on the Mizbeach. That's what done with that money. Ask the Gemara, if the say was totally invalid, why should the money go to Nadava? The sale is an invalid sale, and if the sale is an invalid sale, the money should go back to the person who bought them. Amar Rava, says Rava, Knosa. Truthfully, the sale is meaningless. The Chazal wanted to fine this person for doing this. That's why Chazal said that the money should go l'nadava. And Rashi explains that why did they punish the buyer? It's his money that goes to l'nadava and not the meicher. So Rashi quotes the famous saying, Loi achbur ganva alachur ganva, that when you have a mouse stealing something in the house, we're not to look at it as if the mouse stole. We look at it as the hole stole. Because if he didn't have where to take what he stole, he would never be able to take. Here too, if the koiner wasn't able to do, what he did, then If the meicher did not have a koiner, the koiner is the one that gives the meicher the opportunity to do this wrong thing, and that's why the chazal were punished the koiner, not the meicher. That's how Rashi explains. And as the Mashal explains the Gemara, even though the sale is not valid, so it's not like the money really ever belonged to the meicher, chazal made it that it should be considered as if the meicher got it, and he has to give it yiplu nadava, or my kolshein. But the Braisa used the wording kolshein. What does that mean? Shavakav d'loyav v'shava al arba. That if the animals, the kabanas that were bought, were only worth four zuz, v'yavle chamisha, and the koiner gave chamisha, that I feel by he is seira. So not only the amount that the animal was worth, that chazal make a knas, goes to Nadava, but even the amount that was given that is worth more than the animal is really worth, Namikantz Rabbanan, that Chazal said that it should go to the Nidvas HaMizbeach. And we don't say that the person who gave it, really his intention was just to give a matana to the Meicher. Rather, we say it goes also to Nedava. And I saw that the Sefer Or Chodesh says that if we now we understand that not only is the Kaina punished, but even the Meicher is punished. Because now we're saying that this extra zuz that the Kaina gave the Meicher, his intention with giving that extra zuz to the Meicher was just that the Meicher should have a matana. And even though, and it should just be his private money. And even though that was this person's intention, the Meicher loses the matana that he was entitled to, and that matana that he was entitled to now also is going to go to the Nedava, Shofar of Nedava, of Nidus Ketzem Ezbeach. Omer Ula Vitem Rebosha, Efshe Yad Nechavim Bavloi Tamad Amelsa. Maybe my colleagues from Bavel can explain to me the following halacha. Zefesh Tlel Lepeschai, if you have two individuals, somebody separated an animal for his Karm Pesach, v'zehefesh Mos Lepeschai, and somebody separated money for his Karm Pesach. And now I want to participate in this person's group. So I go give him that money, and now I have a share in the Karm Pesach. Hey Chegdish HaLechadish, how can the Halacha allow that this animal, which was already designated as a Karm Pesach, should now become Mos B'Yodei Chulin, that the money I gave was Chegdish money, and the money that I'm giving to him will be treated as chulin, and I get a shear. In other words, the Gemara's question is, if we just learned that nobody has the ability to sell something that's hegdish, so how could if this person who has an animal, which is a carbon Pesach, sell a shear in it, and take the money, which is presumably hegdish money, and treat it like chulin money? So in order to understand the answers that the Gemara attempts to give, we have to give a few words of Agdama. There are two ways of really, the Gemara, Abai is going to explain that there are two ways to understand this halacha that Rebbe just taught us. Rav Ashi explains that the hegdish, that one is magdish, an animal to be Karim Pesach, is a limited hegdish. It's different than all other kabbanas. We know that all other kabbanas are magdish animal to be a carbon. It becomes a full-fledged hegdish. By carbon Pesach, it's different. Even after I magdish the carbon, I could be mechalal. I could redeem that hegdish. That's one way of understanding this halacha. So if I was magdish the animal with a limited hegdish, so when I sell a share in it, I'm not selling something which is hegdish. I'm selling something which I still have ownership in it. Or another way of explaining this, that when I'm magdish an animal for Karim Pesach, certainly I'm magdish it the same way somebody's magdish all kabbanas. However, when I designate more money that I should be able to purchase a share in the Karim Pesach, I'm magdish them that I don't want that money should be full-fledged hegdish. I'm magdish them with the condition that the money should remain chulin, that when I give them to the person who I'm purchasing a share from, I'm giving him chulin money. And Abai goes on to explain that these two approaches and the way to understand Rebbe is actually connected to a Mishnah Masechta Tmura. And the way to understand a Mishnah Masechta Tmura, Daf Lamed Amud Beis. The Mishnah over there teaches us that if somebody gave a prostitute an animal which has on a Kedushas Mizbeach, the halacha is that even though the Torah says that Esnan Zoyna, that was given in payment to a Zoyna, cannot be used on the Mizbeach, this animal, which is already Hegdish prior to giving it to the Zoyna, the halacha is, doesn't become an Esnan Zoyna. And the Gemara over there teaches us that we learn this from a Pasuk. So the question is, why do we need a Pasuk? If the animal's already Hegdish, so how could I make something which is already Hegdish that it shouldn't be Hegdish? So the Gemara over there gives two answers to that question. And based on the answers to that question, the two explanations that we just offered in understanding why you could use money, Hegdash, presumably even Hegdash money, to buy a share in Karban Pesach, all come together. Says the Gemara, Amar Abaye, Ilav de Ukmei, Rabbi Oisha Lahi, if not for the fact that the Mishnah in Masechta Tmur that we just said, that somebody gave an animal to a Zayna for a payment, that it doesn't become an Esna Zayna. And Rabbi Oisha explained that that Mishnah is speaking about Mamana Zayna Pischai, that you somebody included the Zayna for a payment as part of the Karban Pesach. If not that we had learned from a Pasuk, we would say that the animal was Asur. We would explain that that Mishnah follows the opinion of Rebbe, who holds that if you are magdish an animal for Karban Pesach, that you magdish an animal for Karban Pesach, the money that's given to get a share in that Karban Pesach is chulin. Because Rabbi Oishi is of the opinion that the reason Rebbe holds that Karban Pesach mom and bailam hu is because when a person is magdish the animal for Karban Pesach, he doesn't bring on the animal a full-fledged Kedusha. And therefore, since he doesn't bring on the animal a full-fledged Kedusha, so when he's giving that animal to the Zayna, it's not that he's giving the animal, he's not giving animal which is Hegdish to a Zayna. That then we're going to say, well, when you give an animal which is Hegdish to a Zayna, how could it have a Havamina that it should be an Esna Zayna? Of course it's not an Esna Zayna, it doesn't belong to you. But here, since the animal that you're managed for Karban Pesach, you retained some ownership in it. So since you retained some ownership in it, I would say that it can become an Esna Zayna. We would explain that that Mishnah is talking about by Kachim Kalam. And that Mishnah, we would say, is following the opinion of Rabbi Yossi Aglili, the Omar, Kachim Kalam, Mom, and Balam Hu. Rabbi Yossi holds that Kachim Kalam, even though they certainly have a level of Kedusha, they're still considered his to a degree because you're going to get the meat of that animal. And therefore, I would say that's what the Pasuk is teaching us, that if you give such an animal to a Zayna, it doesn't become an Eslan Zayna. Ava b'Pesach, but I would say by a Karban Pesach, loy mishayar inish. A person who's magdish an inish, a person that's magdish a Karban Pesach, is magdish it completely. B'mos vadi mishayar inish. But when a person designates money to buy a shir in a Karban Pesach, I would say the mikarik mefarish lehu, when he separates money for the Karban Pesach, he separates it with the intention that he could use it to buy a shear, and the person who I'm going to give that money to get a shear in the Karban Pesach will be able to use it for every purpose. Ha, I would say, Rebbe He, I would say that the price that we just quoted, that the person who sold the shear in the Karban Pesach gets, the person who showed a shear in the Karban Pesach, the money he receives are chulin, is Rebihi. And why is the money that he keeps is chulin? So in other words, Abai is saying that first glance, the way I would explain the Gemara, why is the mas chulin? Because the mas that I designated for Karban Pesach, the mas that I designated for Karban Pesach, I have in mind that it should not be fully kegdish, because I know that the person who I'm going to give that money to, who I'm purchasing a share from, wants to be able to use it. So now, of course, the question is, the Gemara suggested that it could be that the Pshat and Rebbe, and the Gemara is going to say that that's a legitimate Pshat and Rebbe, is that when somebody is magdish an animal for Karban Pesach, he's not magdish it completely. It's sort of a limited kedusha. And therefore, since it's limited kedusha, two halachas that we've already learned in today's shir become understandable. One halacha is why the money that somebody therefore receives for selling that animal will be considered chulin, because it's not that I'm selling something which is full-fledged hagdish. And the second halacha, that why we would need a pasuk to say that if such an animal is given as payment to a zayna, does not become an esnan zayna, also it's understandable, because it's not that the Zayna is receiving Hegdish The Zayin is receiving something which is not full-fledged Hegdish. But the Devar Chaim asks, the Gemara Masecht Erechin, Daf Heyom and Aleph, and this Gemara appears other places in Shas also, that the Gemara says, Oymer Raglish Shazah Oyla, if somebody says that just the leg of this animal should be carbon oyla, Posh the Kedusha Bekula, the entire animal becomes a carbon oyla. So we see that there's a concept in Kachem of Poshta, that the Kedusha that you apply expands to the entire animal. So how, asked the Devar Chaim, could the Gemara over here suggest that the person only was Magdish the Karma Pesach with a limited Hegdish? The moment he was Magdish it even partially, don't we say Poshta? So Devar Chaim says that since the Pasuk by Karma Pesach says Miyois Miseh, the Torah is teaching us that a Karban Pesach is exempt from the Halacha Poshto. That even though B'chol HaTorah Kula there's a concept of Poshto by Kachim, that Halacha doesn't apply by a Karban Pesach. The Chaznish also discusses this question, and he says that the fact that Rebbe says that you could sell shears in Karban Pesach, what Rebbe is teaching us is that the Torah gave somebody the right to sell shears in Karban Pesach, and the only way the Torah could have allowed for somebody to be able to sell shears in Karban Pesach is if you don't say Poshto. So it's very similar to what the Devar Chaim said, the concept of Poshto doesn't apply by Karban Pesach. So the Gemara says, B'Pesach Lam Shai Inish, that when somebody designates money, he certainly knows that the money should not be hegdish. Rashi explains, because I separate money to be able to buy a shear in the Karban Pesach, and if I separate money to buy a shear in Karban Pesach, if the money I'm going to give to the seller, he'll never be able to use, so he's going to say, for that I don't need to sell you a shear in the Karban Pesach. So I, when I'm magdashit, recognize that I can't be magdashit the regular way I magdash money. That's the way Rashi explains the money, the Gemara. Rabbi Chananel says a different approach. He says that the person who's magdashed the money knows that he's not being magdashed the exact amount. He takes money to the store or wherever they sold shears in the Karban Pesach, he doesn't know exactly what's going to cost him. So he realizes that what he's being magdish should be a limited hegdish, should only be a limited hegdish. Says the Gemara, Vehi the Kamukal Reboishi Karebi, says Abaya, that Mishnah Masechta Temura that Reboishi explained like Rebbe, Loi Mukmalei not Karebi, I will not be able to explain it, Rebbe. The B'Pesach Loi Masha Ayah Inish. Rebbe said that the carbon itself, the carbon Pesach, a person gives a limited kedushin. I don't agree that the person makes the carbon Pesach a limited kegdish. And therefore, the only way I would be able to explain the Mishnah Masechta Temura, why I need a pasuk to teach me that the carbon Pesach that's given to the Zoyna as an Esnan doesn't become an Esnan. Of course it doesn't become an Esnan. Isn't it a Hegdish? I'm only going to be able to explain it. I will have to explain that it follows the opinion of Rabbi Yossi. The Braisa, however, that we just learned, that if you sell in a Karban Pesach, Achulin, Leka Lekma Rabbi Yossi. This price that we just started our shiur with today, even though that Mishnah I will explain like Rabbi Yossi, and therefore the Mishnah is very understandable, since the animal that was given to the Zoyna was Kachem Kalim, and Rabbi Yossi teaches us that Kachem Kalim are Mamim Bailim, therefore I would think that that money, that animal can become Esten Zoyna, teaches us the Mishnah that it can't become Esten Zoyna. So what would we say? That our Braisa that says if you sell a shear in the Karban Pesach, the money is chulin. The easiest way of explaining it is that it's following the opinion of Rabbi Yosef Glili. And again, saying that Rabbi Yosef Glili holds that kachem kalim mamim balim. But we can't say, the braisa that we started our shear with today, we can't explain follows the opinion of Rabbi Yosef, the Tanaba, because that braisa also taught us that moich halos v'shlom av'los v'le kolom. Now shlom ma kachem kalim. And if we're going to say that the Braisa is following the opinion of Rabbi Yosef Glili, why would it be lo yosef lo klum? But, says the Gemara, the hashta de ukma Rebbe, oishi Elohi, b'manzana el zoyna pischa. But now that we had the interpretation the Rebbe offered, that we're talking about a Karman Pesach, and it's following the opinion of Rebbe, shafil the sphirle, even Shmamino, we hear the sphirle, that Rebbe Yosef holds, that fil pescha ma'a shayr inish, that not only in the money does a person make a limited hegdish, but even in the carbon, a person makes a limited hegdish. So if in the carbon Pesach, a person makes a limited hegdish, so then he could sell shares and the money becomes his. So what we've learned here is that there are really three approaches how to understand why we need the Pasuk to teach us that an animal which is hegdish should not be offered as an Esnan Zoyna. It should be obvious. One is approach is because it follows the opinion of Rabbi Yosef Glili. But that's not an approach that we've been, as we discussed just now, that could be offered in understanding our Braisa. But there are two other approaches. One is the approach of Rabbi Yoshia, that when somebody's magdish an animal for Karan Pesach, it's a limited hegdish. And the other approach is a bias approach, that when somebody's magdish money with which to purchase a share in the Karan Pesach, he's magdish it a limited hegdish as well. Says the Marmahid Rabbi Yoshia, what is the point, that where do we see Rabbi Yoshia's point? As we've been discussing, now the Gemara quotes what we've been discussing. Nosan lo magdashin besnana, if somebody gave an animal which is hegdish to a zoyna as a payment, hareil matarim, they may be used on the mizbeach as a carbon. Eifas tachulin, but if somebody gave birds which are chulin to a zoyna, the loch is harei elu asurim, that you gave her birds, Rashi explains, that could be used for a carbon, tayrim ubnei yoyna, the loch is that those animal, that those birds become an esten zoyna and can never be used as a carbon. Shehaya bedin, logically we could have said, says the Braisa, we should have said that the bird should be mutter. Because imam agdoshim, if when we speak about animals, shamum paisabhem, the halach is that a mum is a disqualification by an animal. Ein esnan umechir chalaleim, and there's another halach that anything that's used as an exchange for a dog becomes disqualified mizbeach. Oifis. So by birch, ain't a mum poisel behen. By moifis, where mum is not a disqualification, ain't a din, shein esna mechil chalayim, tamalayim l'chol neder. The rabbis is a oifis. That the din of esna and zoinen applies to birds as well. Ask the Gemara, if that's the way we're learning, kavachayim l'mukdashim, shouldn't we say that certainly animals which are ready hegdish should be subject to the halach of esna and zoinen mechil chalif? But why should we say matama oifus? Shein a mum paisbahem. If we say birds, where there is no disqualification of a mum, esna mechur chalaleim, we're saying that the psul esna and the psul mechir can be effective. Mekdoshim, animal which is hegdish a mum paisbahem, anything she esna mechir mechalaleim, tamalayim lechal neder, only something that can become hegdish. Prat lenodr, something which is already hegdish cannot become an esna zoyna mechir chalaf. Ella, so what do we see? Tam de kasra chmana neder. Because we have a special limud, that's why we say that something which is already hegdish can't become esten zonin. Halav hachi, if not for that, have a min mekdashim chal isa chal aleim. Then it could become esten. And we're saying, this is what we've been learning the whole shir. As the Gemara, how could there be a havamina that something which is already hegdish could become an esten zanon? Don't we know, if it's hegdish, it's not mine. If it's not mine, how could I make it into esten zanon? Rabbi Yoshe explained, we're talking about where somebody gave a zoyna a shear in the Karban Pesach, and it follows the opinion of Rebbe that somebody, when he's magdish a Karban Pesach, is not magdish at a full-fledged hegdish. Ask the Gemara, my Rebbe, where do we find this opinion of Rebbe? The Tanya, the pasuk says regarding the Karban Pesach, Vim yimet tabois miyos miseb, v'lokachu shechena karav al beisoy. The pasuk is to be taught, im yimet tabois miyos miseb, that he doesn't have enough money to do everything he needs to buy a Karban Pesach. Hachiyei Maseh, take this animal, sell shears in that animal, and then you'll be able to use that money for different needs. Says the Gemara, Mechtechila. So Pashup Shad, it's coming to teach us that if you need to buy food to eat with the Karan Pesach or ingredients for the Karan Pesach, that's what you could do. V'loi Mechtei Mecha, but not if you need to do business. Rabbi Eimer, Af Mechtei Mecha. Shem Eloi, Mamana Achal Peschoi. If he doesn't have, if he needs money to be able to do business, he could sell shares. Al Peschoi V'achagigosoi, or Marsh V'yodei Chulin, So here we see Rebbe clearly teaches us that somebody who's Magdish a Karban Pesach is, makes it a limited Hegdish, that he could sell shares of the Karban Pesach, and the shares that he sells in the Karban Pesach, that money will be money that he could use for any purposes. When the Gemara says that you could sell shares in the Karban Chagiga, we're not talking about the Chagigas Tezvav. We're talking about the Chagigas Yudalid, the Karban Chagiga that comes along with the Karban Pesach. So now, Tosfos, the Ramaskal Chiyah, asks a question. The Rebbe said in our shir, Shamnas Kain Hagdish Yisrael Spaschein. Why does the Gemara have to say that's the reason? Why the Pasuk says, Meyos Meseh. So it says, Tosfos, that's what the Pasuk is teaching us. The Pasuk of Meyos Meseh teaches us that when a Jew is Magdish, a shir in a Karban Pesach, you should know that what he's intending to do is he's intending to make a limited hegdish because he wants to be able to use the money for other purposes. Says the Gemara, Rav Reb Zera. We have Machlokes Rav Reb Zera. What can we do with the money that somebody sells shears in his Karban Pesach? Chadam of Eitzim Tziyosoi, if you're selling wood that you should be able to use to roast the Karban Pesach, Kul Amaloi Pligi, the Kivin the Kanta Pesachi, I needed to prepare the Karban Pesach, Kiku for the Pesach Dami, that it's considered like selling the Karban Pesach, there's no question that you can use the money for that purposes. Ki Pligi, but Matzah Morer, to buy Matzah Morer. Rabbanan Savri, Hachil Achritihi, the matzah mara is not part of the Pesach. Rebbe Sover, kiv dechshir the Pesachi, because you have to eat a matzah smorayim yichlu, you have to eat the Karban Pesach together with matzah mara, you go for the Pesach dami. V'charama, the matzah mara nami kulam lepligi. That of course you could sell shears in your Karban Pesach in order to be able to buy matzah mara. The ksiv, as we just said, the pasuk says, a matzah smorayim yichlu, and therefore the Karban Pesach travels together with the matzah mara. The kivin, the machshir, and the Pesach ninu, you need to eat them together with the Karban Pesach, Kepesach Dami. King Pligi, Likach by Lok Choluk, Likach by Talus, to buy clothing. The Rabbanit said, Miyois Miseh, Amrachmana, Hachiel Seh. You could do, and you could sell the Seh and use the money to buy clothing. Rabbanit Seva, Hachiel Atzmacham in Masa Seh, even though it has to be something that's connected to the animal. And the Rebbe holds, you could do anything that you need from that money. Says the Gemara. If not, that we would have Reb Oshia that explains that Mishnah Sechta Tmura regarding Das and Zoyna, where somebody gave a shear to a Zoyna in the Karban Pesach, and it's following the opinion of Rebbe Hamak Minala, we would have said that Mishnah is speaking about Kachim Kalim, and it's following the opinion of Yosef Glili, Dama Kachim Kalim, Mam and Balam. Avil, by Karban Pesach, we would have said, Loi Mishayu Inish. Says the Gemara, how can we say that? Haktanya Mehedya, didn't we just learn, Shemagnash Kein Agdishu Yisraelos Peschayim, that anybody who's Magdish Karban Pesach is Magdishit with a limited Hegdish. Ema says Abaya, as we learned at the beginning of this piece of Gemara, says that people are Magdish, they're Karban Pesach with a limited Hegdish. What people are do, they're Magdish the money with a limited Hegdish. And the way I would have said that the Bryce means to tell you is that when somebody's magdish is money, when somebody's magdish the money that he wants to use for Karban Pesach, he's magdish it with a limited hegdish that he should be able to use, that he should be able to give that money to the seller of the Karban Pesach, and that seller should be able to use that money for whatever purpose. We learned many times in this Masechta that if somebody shechs a Karban Pesach on behalf of somebody who's Tamei, the Karban Pesach is possible. Because the Torah, we learned back in the Mishnah, on Daf Samach Aleph, that the Karban Pesach has to be brought lo'oichlov. The people who could eat from the Karban Pesach, somebody who's Tamei can't eat from the Karban Pesach. But there are individuals, as we're going to learn extensively in the Mishnah and the Gemara now, who today on Erev Pesach, where we're bringing the Karban Pesach, can't eat from the Karban Pesach, but by tonight we'll be able to eat from the Karban Pesach. One such individual is a Zov who had two Riyas. He needs 7 days to pass, Zayin the Kiyim. On the seventh day, he could go to the mikvah. And at night, after he has Harif Shemesh, the halach is that he could eat kachim. If he saw three Riyas, then he has to bring Karbonos on the eighth day. And only then he could eat kachim. The question would be, if he saw three Riyas, and today is the eighth day where he could bring the Karbonos, but the question is, the Karban Pesach is brought after Tamid Shebein Abayim. If he hasn't brought his Karbonos, how could he eat the Pesach tonight? We can't bring a Karban after the Tamid Shebein Abayim, so therefore we can't bring a Karban after the Pesach, which is brought after Tamid Shebein Abayim. So Rashi Divrei HaMaskil Ra reminds us that if the purpose you're bringing the Karban and Erev Pesach, even though it's after the Tamid Shebein Abayim, is because you should be able to eat the Karban Pesach at night, that is permissible. So therefore teaches us the Mishnah, Zov Shirosh Dei Rias, Rav that saw Zov Tu Rias, he needs to have Zayin the Kiyim, Shechtan Alav B'yoy B'shvi. You could shecht the Karban Pesach for him on the seventh day, if it's Erev Pesach, because by tonight, I'll be able to eat from that Karban Pesach. If he's an individual who raw Shalosh, he saw three Riyas. So on the seventh day, it's not going to be good enough, even though Zayin the Kiyim passed, because he's still in Mechus Kippurim. He needs to bring Karbonos. But if it's the eighth day where he could bring the Karbonos, Shachtan Lo B'Shmini Shloi. So if Erev Pesach is on the eighth day, even though he hasn't yet brought those Karbonos, but he still can bring the Karbonos, and that's why he's an individual you could have participate in the Karban Pesach. Anida. So Midah Raisa, the two individuals. There's a nida, two types of discharges by a woman. Nida and ziva. And as we've discussed many times, the midaraisa, and it's midaraisa, that's not the way we act with manazah. There, a woman's life is a cycle of 7 and 11 days. During those 7 days, if she sees dam, she needs to wait 7 days. They need not be zayin nekiyim. And then go to the mikveh, and she's fine. Then there's a cycle of 11 days. During those 11 days, she can become a zava. If during those 11 days she saw 1 or 2 days, she's zava kedana, and she marries yoim kineged yoim. The next day, if she's clean the next day, she goes to the mikveh, and at night, she's tohor. If she saw 3 days, 3 consecutive days, she becomes a zava gedoyla. There she needs to have Zayin Nekiyim, and then on the seventh day she goes to the mikvah. She's tar at night, but she still needs to bring a carbon on the eighth day, and until then she's a Mechusel Kippurim. So says the Mishnah, Shemer Shoyim Kenegijoyim, a woman is a Shemer Shoyim Kenegijoyim, Shachna Lo B'Sheni Shalom. Then if she saw Dam today, tomorrow, if she went to tomorrow, we could bring Karban Pesach on our behalf, because technically she will be able to eat from that Karban Pesach tonight. Rosh Yamin, if she saw Sunday and Monday, Shachtan Allah Bishlishi. So if Tuesday is Erev Pesach, we could shech the Karban Pesach on her behalf, because if she's clean today, by tonight she'll be able to eat from it. Hazava, if she's a Zava, that, as we just explained, that she needs Zayin Nekiyim, and then she could bring Karbonos on the eighth day, Shachtan Allah Bishmini, on the seventh and the eighth day, where she could bring Karbonos, so therefore, since she could bring Karbonos on the eighth day, by night she'll be able to eat from the carbon, and since by night she'll be able to eat from the carbon, we could bring the carbon on her behalf. Amar Yehuda Amar Rav, Shachtan Vizarkan al Tful Yoim, we could bring a Karban Pesach on a person who's a Tful Yoim. A Tful Yoim is a person who became Tamei. The classical example is he touched the sheretz, he touched the nevela, he jumps into the mikvah, and by tonight, he'll be completely Tamei, after Harav Shemesh. Or, in Chusuk Purim, as we just said, there are 4 people who are Tamei, who have to bring a carbon in order for them to be able to eat Karbonos, Zov, Zova Mitzare V'Yeledes. And the halacha is that if such an individual is a Mechusuk Purim, since if he brings his karm tonight, today, he'll be able to eat tonight, we could bring a karm Pesach on his behalf. However, he says, V'ein Shaychtim V'Zarkim Al Tmei Sheretz. V'ulam Av Shaychtim V'Zarkim Al Tmei Sheretz. Ask the Gemara, I don't understand why Rab would say that somebody's a Tamei Sheretz, we can't bring a karm Pesach on his behalf. Mashnat Tfuyoyim, if somebody went to the mikveh, the halacha is that since Chazi L'Urto, that tonight he'll be able to eat from the Karm Pesach, because all he needs is Harav Shemesh, so that's why we could bring a Karm Pesach on his behalf. But ask the Gemara, as we just described the halacha of a Tamei Sheretz, Nami Chazi L'Urto, the Tamei Sheretz will also be able to eat from the Karm Pesach by tonight, because he'll go to the mikveh, he'll have Harav Shemesh. Answers the Gemara, but we're speaking about an individual who hasn't yet gone to the mikveh, and therefore we can't bring the Karban Pesach on his behalf. Ask the Gemara, so if something is missing, that's why we can't bring the Karban Pesach on his behalf, so then Tfil Yom Nami Mechus Erev Shemesh. Even if he went to the mikveh, he has to still have Erev Shemesh. Answers the Gemara, Shim Shem Emel Arva. Erev Shemesh comes automatically. Mikveh doesn't happen automatically. Ask the Gemara, so if that's the case, we spoke in the Mishnah about a Mechusa Kippurim, but ask the Gemara, Mechusa Kippurim Nami, ha Mechusa Kippura, you were saying that if it's the eighth day, and he can bring Kabbonis, the fact that he can bring Kabbonis means that he can bring the Kabbonis today, Erev Pesach, and since he can bring his Kabbonis today, Erev Pesach, that's why we bring a Karm Pesach on his behalf today, because he will be able to eat the Karm Pesach tonight. But ask the Gemara, he can't. Ha Mechusa Kippurim, He has to still bring the Kabbonis. Answers the Gemara. We're talking about a case, Shekina B'yodai. He already had the birds that he needs to bring as his carbon prepared. So ask the Gemara. So going back to the Tamei Sheretz, Harayik Mikalafonov, the mikvah's there that he could jump in. Ihachi, says the Gemara, Mechus, says the Gemara, Duma Pasha. Yes, there's a mikvah, but we need to be concerned that he may not use the mikvah. Ask the Gemara, so you should have the same concern by Mechusa Kippurim Nami. Demo Pasha, yes, he has the Kabbonis prepared, but who says he's going to bring him? Answers the Gemara, Kigoy de Mesrinu LeBezdin. The way they used to do was, there was a Bezdin of Kahanim the Beis HaMikdash, and they were in charge of all these Kabbonis, and he gave over the money, the birds, to them, and they're going to make sure to bring as his Kabbon. And we're following what Rav Shmaya taught us. There was a special pushka where the money for the carbon for these birds were put in. And the simplest way of learning, we're going to discuss it in Masech the Shkalim, that let's say every pair of birds is worth $10. So you put $10 into the pushka. The Kohanim saw how many $10 there were. Well, let's say there were 10 $10 bills. They knew that they have to bring 10 birds, 10 kinim, and they don't leave until all of that is taken care of. Ask the Gemara, V'l'rav, Midaraisa, Mirsei Chazoy. So says the Gemara, according to Rav, Midaraisa, really, a Tamei Sheretz should be able to have a Korban Pesach. Rabbanan, who the Gozer Bey, it's the Chacham who made a Gzeira because he may not go to the mikveh. Ask the Gemara, how could you say so? Didn't we learn a Gemara on that Peyom and Aleph? Vamarav, we spoke about a situation where Klai Yisrael's Machtzisam Tayyim and Machtzisam Tameyim, 50% Tarm, 50% Tamei. So Rav suggested that Metam Echem and Mesheretz make somebody Tamei Sheretz, and like that we'll have a roiv of people who are Tamei. But if Rav holds that a Tamei Sheretz Medaraisa is a person that you could bring a Karm Pesach on his behalf, so making somebody Tamei Sheretz doesn't make that it should be considered Roiv Tamei. It must be, the Rav holds, that even with the Raisa, somebody who's Tamei Sheretz, you can't bring a Karban Pesach on his behalf. As says the Gemara, you're right. Ella Rav with the Raisa Nami Lechazi. Rav says that somebody who's a Tamei Sheretz, even though he could go to the mikveh, and if he goes to the mikveh and then has Harav Shemesh tonight Pesach, he'll be able to eat from the Karban Pesach. With the rice, we can't bring Karban Pesach for his behalf. The Ksiv, Ish Ki Yoy Tamei LeNefesh. And the Pasuk, that's the Pasuk of Pesach Sheni. It says, V'asa Pesach L'Hashem B'Chodesh HaSheni B'Abasa Yoyim. Mila Eskinen, Isn't the pasuk referring to this person that was tamei meis shechal shvi shloi liyos be'er pesach? Because the pasuk says he was a tamei lenefesh, and the pasuk doesn't say what day of the days of tamei lenefesh he was. It could have been the first day. It could have been the seventh day. The hainu. Now the tamei. A person who's tamei meis on the seventh day is like a tamei sheretz, because tonight he'll be fine. And Amar Rachmana, and the Torah says, still, even though tonight he'll be able to eat, if today erev Pesach he can't eat from the Parm Pesach, nitchi, he can't bring the Parm Pesach. Ask the Gemara, v'chitem emay dahochi, who tells you that to explain that the pasuk is referring the situation that they were tamei nefesh and today's the seventh day? Maybe we're talking about an individual that did not, that were not yet up to the last day. And what pushes us to say that, explains Rashi, is because the pasuk says, Ki yatamei lenefesh. If we were talking about a person on the last day of his tumas meis, we would just equated such a person to a tamei sheretz, so the Torah could have said this halacha by a tamei sheretz. The fact that the Torah went out of its way to say they were talking about a tamei meis, it means presumably it's a tamei meis that's not yet the seventh day. Answers the Gemara, Sovla Krab Yitzchak. Rav holds like Krab Yitzchak, the Omer, that the people who came to Moshe Rabbeinu and were concerned that they couldn't bring the Karm Pesach were tamei meis mitzvah haya. They were Tami Meis Mitzvah. And as Rashi Masechta Sukkah explains, it wasn't that they necessarily became Tami to a Meis Mitzvah, Rechmal Tzlan. They became Tami to a person who there's a mitzvah to become Tami to. There's a mitzvah to become Tami to any close relative. Shinema Shachal Shvil Shalom Lius Be'er Pesach. Today, Erev Pesach was the last day. Shinema V'lo Yachal Asas a Pesach B'yom Ahu. And we learn from the word b'yom ahu, today any chayim lasis, they couldn't have made the Pesach. Avol mocha already tomorrow, they would have been fined. So what was be shot in that Gemara? That today was the last day of the Tumah. And yet, Am Rachmana, the Torah says, nitchu. So Taisus asks, so if that's the case, why indeed did Moshe Rabbeinu tell them to do Pesach Sheni? He could have told them to go to the mikveh, and there'll be Tful Yoim. And then, once the Tful Yoim, then for certain, we could bring the Karm Pesach on their behalf. So, Tosfos says, that's exactly what Moshe Rabbeinu told him. Moshe Rabbeinu told him, you have two options. Either go to the mikveh, and therefore, we'll be able to make the Karm Pesach on your behalf. And if you won't go to the mikveh, and therefore you will not yet be Tful Yoim, even though potentially you could be a Tful Yoim, and you therefore could bring the Karm, eat the Karm Pesach tonight, the potential won't help you. The Ravid has a whole different explanation. He says that they did go to the mikveh, but they only came with their question after all the Karm Pesach were brought, and they asked, what now? And Moshe Rabbeinu told them, it's too late. Tanan, ask the Gemara that Rav is saying that somebody who didn't go to the mikveh, the Tamei Sheretz who didn't go to the mikveh, today Erev Pesach, and that's where he is right now when the Karm Pesach is being brought, we can't bring Karm Pesach for such an individual. Ask the Gemara, we learned in our Mishnah Zov Sherosh Deiriyas, Shochtun Lo B'Shviyah, that today is the last day, we can bring Karm Pesach on his behalf. Isn't the Mishnah referring to an individual? The light tovel, he hasn't gotten yet to the mikveh. Shmamina, the fact that he could go to the mikveh and then have shemesh is enough that we could bring Karm Pesach on his behalf. Shouldn't that be a rai shocht of zorkan to me sheretz? Says the Gemara loy. The Mishnah is talking about the tovel. Ask the Gemara if he went to the mikveh, so what's the chiddush that we could bring the Karm Pesach on his behalf? Hakamashmalon, davgav the mechusa harav shemesh. He's not completely tor. He still needs a harav shemesh. The halacha is that kamashmalon, the shimsha memela arva, and harav shemesh doesn't prevent, if the only thing that he's missing is harav shemesh, we could bring the Karm Pesach on his behalf. And says the Gemara, Hachanami Mestabra, to explain that the Mishnah, when it's talking about a Zobal Shteiriyas, is talking about an individual who already went to the mikveh. Midiktani Sefer, because let's continue learning the Mishnah. The Mishnah says, if he raw Shalosh Riyas, Shachtan Lov Bishmini. If he's a Zov that it needs to bring Kabbanis, so only on the eighth day we could bring the Kabbanis on, we could bring the Karm Pesach on his behalf. Iyam Bishlam Zov Shalosh Shteiriyas, Shachnala b'shvii, that the case of Zav Shirosh Deiris, that we could bring Karm Pesach on the seventh day, is referring to individual, the Tavol Itzrich. So now we need to understand why the Mishnah also had to teach us the case by the Raw Shalosh Reis. The Sakadat Chemina, because if not that the Mishnah also mentioned this case, we might have thought that Rosh Deiris b'shvii, who the Loi Mechusa Maisa, because the only thing that he's missing is Harav Shemesh, that's why we could bring the Karm Pesach on his behalf. Avol Shra Shalosh Bishmini, the Mechusa Maisa, Mechusa Kapura, such a person that needs to still bring the Kabbonis, Loi, so such an individual, you don't bring the Karm Pesach on his behalf. Kamash Malon, the Avogad Mechusa Kapura, even though he still needs the Kabbonis, the Kabbonis brought on his behalf, the Loch is that Shoichtim Zakon Levei, we could bring Karm Pesach on his behalf. However, says the Gemara, Eli Amrit, if we're going to say that the Mishnah, when it speaks about the Rosh Deiris, Bishvi, is talking about an individual, the Loi Tavol, that has not yet gone to the mikvah, Rab Shloish Bishvi Lomeli, why would the Mishnah have to mention both cases? Both the case of somebody who didn't go to the mikvah because it's the seventh day, a Zav Katan, or a Zav Gadol that didn't bring the Kabbonis. Hashtei Shloimer, why wouldn't we said Rosh Deiris Bishvi, the Loi Tavol, if he hasn't yet gone to the mikvah, the Tamei Me'al Yehu, so he's still full-fledged Tama. Shachtin, the Mishnah is teaching us. Shachtin of Zakin Alei, we could bring a Karm Pesach on his behalf. So certainly Rosh Sholosh Bishmini, that Teravalei, that he already went to the mikvah yesterday, Bishvi on the seventh day. The Klisha Tumah, that is, therefore his Tumah has become weakened. Loi Kolshkein, certainly Shachtin of Zakin Alei, we could bring a Karm Pesach on his behalf. Elalav must be that the Mishnah is referring to Shema Minot, that the Rosh Deiris Bishvi, the Shachtin Alei, the case that would Shachtin Karm Pesach for somebody who saw Toriyas, is talking about an individual, the Tavol, that went to the mikvah, and that's why we could bring the Karm Pesach on his behalf. But had he not yet gone to the mikvah, we could not bring the Karm Pesach on his behalf. Exactly what Rav said. Loi. Loi lam. Emloch the Loi Tavol. I'll tell you that the Mishnah is talking about a person who didn't go to mikvah. I had a question as to why did the Mishnah have to tell us two dinim? Vitzrich. Sakdat chmina shvi hud biyod l'sakin. A zov going to the mikvah is very easy. All he needs to do is jump into the mikvah. Avol shmini, but the person who needs to bring the kabbonis, the aim biyod l'hakrif carbon. You can't bring your own kabbonis. Ema pashi kahanim. Maybe we need to be concerned the Kahana won't bring the Kabbonis. And therefore, since it's not in my hand, that's why I can't be, Karm Pesach cannot be brought on my behalf. Kamash Monk, Rav Shmaya, the Gemara teaches us what Rav Shmaya taught us, that once I gave the money to the Kahanim, I can be certain that the Kabbonis will be brought on my behalf. Tanakameh, Rav Adabar Hava. Hazava Shakhtan Lab Shvi Shala. Hazava, we could bring a Karm Pesach on our behalf on the seventh day. Ask the Gemara, Amalei Zava B'Shvi Shla Michazia, can we bring a carbon for Zava on the seventh day? Ask the Gemara, Fila Man Dom Meshorkim V'Zorkim Al Tamei Sheretz, when we speak about it, when we say, when we had a discussion, if an individual is a Tamei Sheretz, can a Karma Paisach be brought on his behalf? Hani Mila Tamei Sheretz, that we said, the Chazi La'arta, because he could go to the mikvah today and have Harav Shemesh tonight and be able to eat from the Karm Pesach tonight. But the Zava, ad lemacha, the Masi Kapara, a Zava needs to bring a carbon. She can't bring the carbon until the eighth day. So how could you say that you could bring a Karm Pesach for a Zava on the seventh day? Says the Gemara, you're right, Bishmini. Answer the Gemara, Pshita. Of course, on the eighth day, she'll be able to bring a carbon today and eat tonight. So that's the halacha that you can bring a Karm Pesach on our behalf that we learned in the Mishnah. What is the Mishnah Brisa teaching us that we haven't learned in the Mishnah? Answers the Gemara Matatayim Mechesser Kapara, that since there's a carbon that's still required, that's more than, and therefore for such a person, we cannot yet bring the Karm Pesach. Kamashmon, Rav Shmaya, that if she brought the money, we could be certain that the carbon is going to be brought and certainly she'll be able to eat tonight. Ravinama Nida Tanakameh. He was speaking about a Nida. But a Nida has a different halacha, one very different halacha than a Zava, a number of different halachas. As we said, a Zava needs Zayin Nakim. Midaraisa, a Zava, a Nida doesn't need Zayin Nakim. She needs 7 days to pass, and as soon as 7 days pass, she is tar, even though it weren't clean days. Moreover, a zava needs to bring a kabanis, a kinim. A neder does not. But what's most important for this shir is that a zava could go to the mikvah the morning of the seventh day. A neder has to wait till the night. Ravina matanat to me. A neder shakhtan lo b'shvi. A neder we can bring karm pesach on the seventh day. Amalei neder b'shvi mechazia. She can't bring a carbon because I feel a man da amar, and now the Gemara makes the point. I feel a man da amar shakhtan zakhtan tamei sheretz. Why? The chazi lorta. Because the tamei sheretz goes to the mikveh today and will have herif shemesh tonight. The neder can't go to the mikveh till tonight. Neither l'orta the shvi hu the tavla. She only could go to the mikveh after the full 7 days pass. At shmini the avra harav shemesh lechazia. So therefore she only could go to the mikveh till tonight. So the seventh day she is still full-fledged tamei. Because she's only going to need to have harav shemesh after the eighth day. So how can we say that on the seventh day we can bring a carbon pesach on our behalf? Says the Gemara, aleima b'shmini. Says the Gemara, pshita. So if you have a woman who's a nida, and today is the eighth day, where she could go to the mikveh, where she went to the mikveh yesterday, and all she's waiting is for tonight's Erev Shemesh, and today the 8 days Erev Pesach, we're learning we could bring the Karm Pesach on her behalf, of course. Uma Zava the Mechesu Kapara, if by Zava where she needs to bring a carbon, we're learning, Shachtim Zarkin Labishmini, neither the like Mechesu Kapara, all she's waiting for is Erev Shemesh, Tzrich Lamimar, that for such a woman, Shachtim Zarkin Allah, answers the Gemara, neither Tzuchla. Kamashmalon, Shmini in, because we need to teach us this halacha that we just said, that a nida only on the eighth day could we bring Karm Pesach on her behalf. Shvi loy kirtanya, because what the Grice is really teaching us is the halacha that we just said, that a woman who's a nida can only go to the mikveh at night and not by day. Kirtanya kol chayavet tefilas, whoever the Torah said should go to the mikveh tefilasim b'yoyim, could go to the mikveh already in the day and the last day. A Zava goes on the seventh day, a Zav goes on the seventh day, a Tamei Sheretz goes on the day he became Tamei. Neither of a Yeledis Tfilosin Belaila. But a Neither and a Yeledis an exception. They only could go to the mikveh after the 7 days, or after the 40 or 80 days pass. The Tanya Yochish Tei Tvelis by Joy. You would think that a Neither should be able to go to the mikveh already by day. Tamei Loimer, Shivas Yomen Tei Benidosoi. Tei Benidosoi calls Shiva. All 7 days she's a nida and only could go to the mikveh after all 7 days pass. The yeledis iskish l'nida, and the Torah compares a yeledis to a nida, as the Torah says by a yeledis kimei nidas devosa titma, and therefore these are the two exceptions. So on the seventh day you can't bring Karm Pesach on her behalf, because on the seventh day she won't be able to eat that Karm Pesach tonight, because she's only going to the mikveh tonight and she needs her shemesh of tomorrow. So you're going to have to wait for the eighth day to be able to bring the Karm Pesach. If she went to the mikveh after the seventh day, then on the eighth day, if that's Erev Pesach, we could bring the Karm Pesach on that type of a woman.